आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। Will the State Bank of India not disclose information about electoral bonds on March 6? It claims to need 4 months. Is this so the entire Lok Sabha election can conclude without the public knowing who donated Ars Crore through these bonds? This was not a donation. It was a fraud, a scam. This is in defiance of the Supreme Court's order, which was clear that the State Bank of India must provide all documents to the Election Commission by March 6, and the Election Commission must publish them on its website by March 15. It took the State Bank 17 days to realize it cannot provide the electoral bond data in 21 days. First, tell me, who among you said at the time of the Supreme Court's order that, no matter what, this information would not be revealed, that the government would find some way to prevent it? All those fears have been proven right today. Everyone feels vindicated. The information about this scam will be kept hidden. Meaning, it doesn't matter how the public perceives it. An extension is being requested until June 30. Why is more time needed? Bonds have been sold. Is 136 days really necessary to disclose information about them? The court gave 21 days, but the State Bank needs 136 days. Why? Is the data on all the bonds not available? The Supreme Court should inquire how many pages of bank statements the bank generates and sends to customers daily. Every second, crores of messages are sent to customers. When everything is instantaneous, why are 136 days needed to disclose information about electoral bonds? Who is being protected? The State Bank's appeal in the Supreme Court casts doubt on the credibility of this historic decision. What will be the relevance of this information after June 30? In these elections, the Modi government will claim to be corruption-free, yet information about the biggest corruption case will only emerge after June 30. Is this why the Prime Minister remained silent after the Supreme Court's order? When the decision on vote for cash came on March 4, the Prime Minister tweeted, "Swagatham," but did not welcome the decision on electoral bonds. The decision, meant to enhance transparency, which declared electoral bonds illegal, will also succumb to opaqueness. The Modi government introduced an unconstitutional law, which was challenged at the time, but the Supreme Court did not hear it for many years. It took more than 6 years for the decision to be made. During this time, 4 chief justices changed, and even then, the decision will only be known after the elections. This is a scam of Ars Crore. Will it be concealed in this manner? Will the Supreme Court, which initially gave 21 days, now extend it to 136 days? What significance will its decision hold? How many questions will arise in the minds of the people, creating a flood of doubts? Is all this being done to protect one man and one government? For this, the court's decision itself is being jeopardized. Who is being protected? Why can't the veil be lifted from the scam of Rs 160 billion? In January, transactions worth 18 lakh crores were conducted through UPI. Whenever you and I use it, a record is instantly created, appearing in the bank statement and phone messages. So, where is the record of electoral bonds, and why does it take 136 days to disclose it? The consumer receives information about their transactions every second, but why does it take 4 months to disclose information about bonds? This is daylight robbery, a robbery to cover up another robbery. Clearly, as soon as the State Bank of India filed a petition in the Supreme Court, the apprehensions of many were proven true, suggesting its outcome will be like the Hindenburg report, deflated over time. As soon as the petition from the State Bank was submitted, people started challenging all the claims of the bank. One might wonder why so much time is being sought. Why can't it be disclosed whom the BJP gave money to over 7 years? RTI activist Anjali Bhardwaj has stated that the State Bank, in its affidavit, mentioned that information on who donated through electoral bonds and who received the money is available in a sealed envelope at the Mumbai branch of the State Bank of India. If the bank has already provided this information in writing to the Supreme Court, then why does it need 4 months to disclose who purchased bonds and who redeemed them? Suhas Palshikar commented that SBI demonstrated cunning by approaching the court just a day before the deadline. By doing so, the decision was practically made. The court is unlikely to imprison SBI officials, they will probably only receive a reprimand. Sitaram Yechuri, referencing a report published in HuffPost in November 2019 by Nitin Sethi, tweeted that, according to RTI documents, SBI possesses detailed information on the donations received by each party. Each bond has a unique code, allowing for the collection of all transaction-related information. Sethi's report also mentioned that this process is approved by the Finance Ministry. According to electoral bond rules, if investigative agencies request information, SBI is obliged to provide it. Trinamool MP Saket Gokhale pointed out that if the Enforcement Directorate, ED, arrests someone, they can hold the accused in custody for up to 14 days. Within less than 24 hours, the bank provides all financial details of the accused without needing a court order. So, why can't the State Bank provide information within 21 days? They have a system that should allow this to be done in a few days. Experts are arguing that this task should not take more than one day. It is a matter of shame for our democracy and institutions. Many are revisiting their old tweets from the time of the decision, showing that their prediction was correct. SBI has requested more time from the court. People have noted that these are the same banks that worked at lightning speed during demonetization, even at the expense of their employees. At that time, SBI did not request more time from the government, despite handling cash transactions worth thousands of crores. If the task now is not as laborious, why does SBI need 136 days? The uncertainty has left everyone wondering what will happen next. There was an expectation that the fraud involving 160 billion would be exposed, revealing those who conducted business through donations. But now, everything seems uncertain. If this fraud of crores is not discussed in this election, it suggests a method has been devised to protect the Modi government through these maneuvers. In this entire case, retired Commander Lokesh Batra, who brought everything to light through his RTI, questions why the State Bank, despite spending over 1.5 crores to create an IT system for managing electoral bond accounts, needs 136 days to provide information on bonds. With bonds and two separate lists for the bond buyers and recipients, there are a total of sets. The Supreme Court's verdict was delivered on February 15, giving 21 days for the information to be provided by March 6. It is puzzling why the information cannot be provided within 21 days. Including the initial 21 days, the State Bank apparently needs 157 days. Between the decision and the application filed on March 4, it took the bank 17 days to realize it could not provide this information. The question arises, why isn't the State Bank prepared? If the bank receives a further extension, the public will likely conclude that although the Supreme Court identified the theft, the bank managed to conceal it. News Minute is a smaller news organization has shed light on the reasons behind the request for 136 days following the Supreme Court's order. The News Minute reported that approximately 30 companies, which were raided by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, and the Income Tax, IT, department, subsequently donated 335 crores to the BJP. Of these, 23 companies, which had not previously donated to the BJP, contributed 187 crores after the raids. Notably, four of these 23 companies donated a total of Rs 9.05 crore within 4 months of the action. This report by News Minute's Dhanya Rajendran and Ragamalika Karthikeyan highlights a significant issue, but it's uncertain when the State Bank will disclose related information. Besides electoral bonds, this method of securing donations has also come under scrutiny. In this context, Petitioner Jagdeep Chokar of ADR expressed surprise at the continued use of physical forms for storing data, with donor information being sent to Mumbai without digital records. Furthermore, any of the 29 authorized branches can deposit the bond amount into a political party's account without coordinating with the bond-selling branch or the Mumbai branch. If all information from the State Bank of India were accessible by March 15, the dealings of many companies and the political affiliations of industrialists would have been revealed, exposing the entire mechanism of electoral donations. Questions arise whether the bank is using these reasons to bypass a historic Supreme Court order and whether the court will recognize this as merely an excuse, potentially increasing public suspicion. People on Twitter claim to have been part of the software system used by SBI, suggesting that accessing electoral bond data is straightforward and can be automated, contradicting the need for manual matching. Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinath has raised questions following the Supreme Court's ban on electoral bonds on February 15, 2024, emphasizing the public's right to know the truth about political donations. The Supreme Court ordered SBI to disclose the names of all electoral bond donors by March 6, yet SBI has requested an extension until June 30, citing practical difficulties in decoding and matching donor donations due to the decentralized storage of purchase details. Saurav Das highlighted that the data is kept digitally, questioning the necessity of 136 days for processing. The Supreme Court's unanimous decision to cancel this scheme, deemed fraudulent and unconstitutional by a 5-member constitutional bench, underscores the urgency for transparency. Now that the court has mandated the disclosure of this information, the state bank should promptly comply. The bank filed an appeal just 2 days before the deadline, raising concerns about its intentions. Tamil Nadu Minister Dr. P. Tyagarajan questioned whether the state bank could not provide the requested information within 3 weeks, labeling the situation as a shameful lie. It's tragic that India's largest bank is behaving in this manner. Rahul Gandhi tweeted that Narendra Modi has exerted all his efforts to conceal the donation business. When the Supreme Court has affirmed that the citizens have the right to know the truth about electoral bonds, the question arises, why does the SBI wish to keep this information secret before the elections? The request to delay the release of information until June 30, for data that could be retrieved with a single click, suggests that the matter is entirely suspicious. Every independent institution in the country has become part of the Modani family, attempting to hide their corruption. This is seen as the last attempt to conceal Modi's real face before the elections. The fact that it will take 136 days and the truth about electoral bonds will remain hidden before the elections is hard to accept. Will this save certain faces? Was the court's decision made too hastily? The court must have had its reasons for setting a 21-day deadline. If the hearing took this long, the court must have thoroughly understood its system, so why couldn't the state bank comply with the 21-day time frame? The BJP has received a donation of 6,500 crores, raising questions about the source of this money and what the government has offered in return to the donors. It is evident that the BJP has benefited the most from electoral bonds, receiving a significant amount of money. According to a study by ADR, 77% of all bonds sold in 2022-23 went to the BJP, with bonds worth crores sold, and the BJP alone receiving 2,360 crores, compared to 452 crores for the Congress. This disparity highlights the growing financial gap between India's political parties, with no party able to match the economic power of the BJP. Kapil Sibal emphasized that the opposition should bring this issue to the public's attention on the day of the verdict, but it was quickly forgotten. Despite the initial uproar following the Supreme Court's order, the issue of electoral bonds was scarcely mentioned in subsequent rallies. We are reminded of senior lawyer Kapil Sibal's words when the court order was issued, urging all political parties to campaign against the BJP's significant scam. The bank possesses extensive information on the common man and seeks even more. Electoral bonds represent a significant scam, challenged by those who have worked tirelessly, though their efforts may yet be in vain. This issue has not fully reached the public, with media treating it as routine news. The elections were the last opportunity to bring this issue to the forefront. Now, all eyes are on the Supreme Court to see if the state bank will receive relief, which, in turn, would benefit those involved in the 16,000 crore bond scheme, receiving donations worth thousands of crores. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.